praises while the ages roll. Then we'll take a stroll right down the streets of purest gold.
I'll have a new song over in glory.
I'll sing it while the ages roll. I can almost hear that melody ring out across my sea. Voices of my friends so dear to me blend in sweetest harmony.
But I'll have a
new song over in glory. A song the angels cannot sing.
And for a
million years I'll tell the story. I have been redeemed. We'll sing glad happy praises while the ages roll. Then we'll take a stroll right down the streets of purest gold.
I'll have a
new song over in glory. I'll sing it while the ages roll. We'll sing glad happy praises while the ages roll. Then we'll take a stroll right down the streets of purest gold.
I'll have a
new song over in glory. I'll sing it while the ages. I'll sing it while the ages. I'll sing it while the ages roll.
All right, thank you, men. Enjoyed that. Very good. Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2. Let me read you a couple of verses. Jump right into a few thoughts tonight as we prepare for a new school year here at the church. Many of you preparing for a school year at home. Some of you continuing on in year-round studies. Let me talk just a little bit tonight on this matter of learning. And verse number 51, Luke chapter 2, verse number 51. Our school starts here on Wednesday morning. So remember to pray for us, if you will. Let me say thank you to families who have made it possible through gifts for young people to work their way through school. And many of them will be doing work every day or at least a couple times a week because of the generosity of several folks in the church. Thank you so very, very much. Verse 51, about Jesus, the Bible says, and he went down with them, them being his mother, Mary, and his earthly guardian, Joseph, went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject unto them. But his mother kept all these sayings in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. I want to speak to you on this subject. Put it in drive. Put it in drive. Thank you, dear Father, for the school year you're about to give us. I pray that you'll make it a wonderful year. Bless those that study at home. Bless those, dear God, that study here. And Lord, I pray that they'll increase in learning as Jesus did. And we'll thank you for it in Christ's name. Amen. These verses contain almost all of what we know concerning the teenage years of Jesus Christ. There are many different matters that teenagers pursue, but the things that teenagers should pursue are found in these verses. Do a little self-analysis. Do a little analysis with your teenager. Kind of gauge the things that they are pursuing versus what Jesus pursued. This is a good test right here to kind of take. This is what Jesus pursued as a teenager. And there's nothing wrong with these pursuits, obviously, because he was involved in pursuing these matters as a young person. Submission was the first matter that Jesus pursued. You see that in verse number 51. The Bible says he was subject unto them. How many teenagers do you know pursuing the matter of godly submission? Godly submission. I mean, it's a passion with a teenager to be submitted to the authorities that God's placed in their life. That's the proper kind of pursuit. That's what Jesus pursued. And I believe with all of my heart that all the other matters hinge on this first one. The fact that he was subject to the authorities that God placed in his life, allowed Jesus to go on and become the teenage young man that was the pattern for all teenagers to follow. So teenager, the area that you have the most difficulty in, there's a reason for that. Satan fights that like he fights no other. The matter of rebellion. The matter of not getting along with mom. The matter of not getting along with dad. The matter of having an axe to grind with teacher or with pastor or some other authority in your life. Christian school principal. That's an area where the devil fights you constantly because, believe me, friend, if you don't pursue godly submission, all your other pursuits will fail. You must pursue godly submission as Jesus did. And then Jesus, the Bible says in verse number 52, increased in wisdom. That was one of his pursuits. To increase in wisdom. Now, this makes all the sense in the world when you read Proverbs chapter 4. Let's turn over there. We'll come back in a few minutes to the scripture too. Look at Proverbs chapter 4. It makes all the sense in the world when you read Proverbs 4, 5, 6, and 7. That's chapter 4, verses 5, 6, and 7. Jesus pursued godly submission. Then he pursued wisdom. The Bible says he increased in wisdom. Chapter 4, book of Proverbs, verse 5. Get wisdom. Get understanding. Forget it not. Neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing. Do you see that? The principal thing, the principal matter. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all thy getting, get understanding. Now, Solomon said wisdom was the principal thing. And one should get it with all their getting. Now, the word principal means just what you think it does. It means first in place, first in time, first in order, first in rank. Ranked above all other pursuits after that of godly submission was the pursuit of wisdom. The pursuit of wisdom. Now, wisdom and knowledge are two different matters. Knowledge is learning. Knowledge is the accumulation of facts. Learning, whatever subject you want to call name. Knowledge is learning. Wisdom is knowing what to do with that knowledge. Knowing how to put it to work. Now, obviously, knowledge precedes wisdom. I believe you can have great wisdom without a lot of formal education if you study the Bible. That's a book of wisdom right there. If you pray, the Bible says, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God. God giveth all men liberally and upbraideth not. But I don't think a formal education hurts. I think it only helps. The accumulation of knowledge, the accumulation of learning, facts, and other matters that there are to learn, and then wisdom, putting those things to work. That is what is available to all of you young people as far as school is concerned. And school starts here this week. School starts for some of you at home this week. Some of you continue on your year-round school environment. And I would just like to challenge the young people to make this a year of learning. Increase in learning. Increase in learning. Grow in your learning this year. Look at Proverbs chapter 1. Just turn back a couple of pages. Look at chapter 1, verse number 5. Chapter 1 and verse number 5. The Bible says this, a wise man will hear and will increase learning. Increase learning. Look at chapter 9 in the book of Proverbs. Chapter 9. Turn to your right just a few pages. Chapter 9 and verse number 9. Here's what Solomon said in 9 and verse 9. Give instruction to a wise man, and he will be yet wiser. Teach a just man, and he will increase in learning. Now, we've read three verses tonight that mention the matter of increase in learning. Increase in learning. Increase in learning. Increase learning. Jesus increased in wisdom, in learning, in knowledge. Increase. The Hebrew word means to add, to get more. That's what the word increase means. But I like the Greek word in the New Testament. It's stronger. The word increase in the Greek language means to drive forward. Drive forward. Drive forward in the area of learning. Put it in drive. Get more. Get it in gear. Add to it. Increase. Drive forward in the area of learning. I like that right there. That's what I want to challenge you young people to do this year. Most of you would like to drive forward in the area of making money. You'd like that. Nothing wrong with that. But you ought to be more concerned at this point in the game about driving forward in increasing your learning. Some of you would like to drive forward in the area of having friends. Nothing wrong with having good friends. But that ought to be a secondary matter to you. Right now, at this age in your life, this matter of getting wisdom and learning and knowledge, gaining to what you've already learned, driving forward in this area, that ought to mean more to you right now than getting friends. Some of you would love to drive forward in the area of playing ball. Playing ball means everything to you. Everything else is secondary to the round ball or the oblong ball. That's a shame. We haven't had anybody pass through the corridors of this building in school or church who's ever had the ability and talent to go on to make money from playing ball. Those folks are a rare breed. Very, very small percentage. Ben was talking to Rick McDonald, and he asked Rick if Rick was able to have any time to play any ball down at college. And Rick said, no, he'd like to play just for the, it's not called a fraternity. I don't know what it's called down there. A collegian's okay, and he'd like to just play there. Ben played for OBC, and when Ben was here, he was a pretty good ball player for our team. Brother Mike was the coach and everything. He was a pretty good ball player. He got down to Oklahoma Baptist College. He didn't even start. He sat the bench. Got put in when it was scrub time. Amen. Yeah. Now, he was a pretty good ball player here. But the ability to go on with your life and make a living by playing ball is very rare. Hello, has the light come on yet, young man? Has the light come on yet? I don't think I'm talking to anybody who has that much ability and athletic coordination in this room tonight. Now, if you're not going to be able to make a living with that ball playing someday, that ought to become a secondary issue to you. And more primary ought to be this matter of putting this thing in drive and learning everything you can in every area you have an opportunity to learn this school year. Rare is the young person who puts it in overdrive concerning the matter of learning. But I'm challenging you this year. Put it in overdrive. Put that thing in gear. Drive forward in the area of learning. You will all have the opportunity to learn something more or new about several subjects. Something more or new about English. Something more or new about science. Something more or new about history, about math, and other areas in the Spanish languages. Brother Jorge is teaching Spanish in the elective this year. And the opportunity you'll have for that. Put that thing in drive and learn all you can. You'll have that opportunity, but there is a price that must be paid in order to learn more and new information. Salvation is free. But wisdom comes with a price tag. Wisdom comes with a price tag. It's not handed out like a piece of candy. It costs something. This is what separates the men from the boys when it comes to learning. You have to separate the men from the boys, from the women from the girls. The men and the women are the ones who are willing to give an investment of their time, an investment of their will, an investment of their heart to learn. Homework won't bother you. You may not always enjoy it, but it will challenge you. And you'll get it done and get it turned in on time. Assignments and reports and term papers are all a part of the learning process. Don't disdain that, friend. Seize it. Drive forward. Be happy, as they've said tonight, that you live in a country where they have the opportunity to go and learn what you had the opportunity to learn this year. Pay the price. Make the investment. Some are unwilling to make that investment. That's one of the hindrances to learning. A lack of investment. You won't put yourself into it like you should. That's a shame. Put yourself into it. Another hindrance to learning is our own wisdom. Yeah. Do you know that two times in the Proverbs, Solomon said, cease from thine own wisdom? I'll tell you a foolish statement. I don't need this. How do you know? You've got a crystal ball. This is dumb. I'm not going to use this. Oh, is that true? Those are dumb statements. That's foolishness. Everything that comes to you by way of math, everything that comes to you by way of science, everything that comes to you by way of English. I mean, the opportunity to communicate and write and read and carry on conversations, correct conversations and grammatically write with proper grammar and speak with proper grammar and so forth. All of that is vitally important to you. You have no crystal ball. You don't know the future. You hold to the hand of the one who does hold the future. And you, friend, look, you need to cease from your own wisdom. I don't need this. I don't need to learn this. This is a dumb thing. I don't need to study this. Don't ever make that kind of statement. If God crosses your path with it, you'd seize the opportunity to learn. Don't ever make that statement. I'll never use this. You have no earthly idea what you will use and what you'll not use. So be like a sponge. Be like a sponge. Soak it all up. You got an opportunity to sit at the feet of some wonderful people. Soak it all up. A hindrance to learning. You're not willing to pay the price. Make the investment. A hindrance to learning. Your own wisdom. Another hindrance to learning is unwise companions. He that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. Now you can do a little study. Take your book of Proverbs and go through it. You can identify a fool by what they say and how they act. A fool identifies himself by what he says and what he does. Now, if you know what makes up a fool, the definition of a fool from the book of Proverbs and other places in the Bible, you'll be able to identify them without going on a witch hunt, without being a Barney Fife. You just listen and watch. And when there's a foolish person identifying themselves by the things that they say, things like, this is dumb, I don't need this. Put that one in the bank. Make a little note. Be friendly to them, but do not be close friends with them. Because they will influence you. Get around somebody that challenges you when it comes to learning. Get around somebody that makes a better grade than you do. Get around somebody in math that does better than you do. Sit next to them. Ask if you can sit next to them in the class. Watch their study habits. Ask them what they do when they get home. Ask them if they need get help from mom or from dad. What do you do to get this good grade? And be challenged by people who do better than you do. Don't hang around with the crowd who's always saying, I don't need this. That's foolishness. He that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. Look at chapter 14. You're right there. Look at chapter 14 and verse number 7. Look at it there. Chapter 14, verse number 7. Go from the presence of a foolish man when thou perceivest not in him the lips of knowledge. Some of you will blow your opportunity to learn this year. You'll blow your opportunity to drive forward because you make a choice of unwise companions. Identify and avoid them. Put it in drive. Put it in drive. School starts. Now, it's easy to be motivated at the beginning of school. It's a new school year. And the truth of the matter is, the younger kids especially are excited about coming back and starting school. And some of the older ones are too. They won't admit it. But they're excited about it. But you walk in, you get a new locker, and you got the new classrooms, and some of the kids have come up from junior high to high school. Some are approaching their senior year. It's exciting. It's exciting at the beginning. It's exciting as you near the end of April, 1st of May. You're looking at the calendar, counting the days. Graduation's coming. It's those months of November and December and February and March and April where you need to stay motivated yourself to learn. Drive forward. Put it in drive. School starts in just 3 days. Drop that thing in drive. Put the pedal to the metal and be like a sponge. And I'll promise you, when the year ends, you'll have had a great school year. Amen. Be it at church, at home, or wherever. With all you're getting, get wisdom. Increase in learning this year. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. Thank you for listening tonight. I want to bring that challenge to our young people as they begin this all-important school year. Now, I wonder if the Lord spoke to your heart tonight through some part of the service, maybe through the DVDs. We watched the missionary families say a word of testimony. You saw the kids. Young people, I hope that you'll know you always have an open altar call to surrender to the Lord if He ever moves upon your heart. And I hope your parents will always be supportive of that. And I'm sure they will be. And if God ever comes and knocks on the door of your heart, says, give your life for the cause of missions, even if you don't know what field or what people, you be tender and submit. Yield to Him. Sometimes I wonder if young men sit in this building and hear missionary reports and see films like this one and missionary presentations, and if the fire doesn't burn, you wonder sometimes, why do I feel so strange in my heart? It could be the Spirit of God stirring you up as an eagle stirreth her nest. Be very tender to that. Very yielded in your heart. Kids, let's have a great school year. Put it in drive. Let's increase in learning for the glory of God. Lord, bless our church. Give us a wonderful school year. Bless the academy. Bless those that study at home. God bless, I pray, them to increase in learning this year. May they be serious about it. Make the investment. Lord, put aside and cease from their own wisdom. And God, may they choose wise companions, people that will challenge their heart in the area of learning. May it be so, God. Bless these that are going off to the college experience. I pray, God, that You'll provide what they need in the way of jobs. And Lord, bless them as they move into a different realm of education. Encourage their hearts. Thank You for the young people of this church. Lord, keep their hearts, I pray. Stayed upon Thee. Lord, may this be a wonderful year as they increase in learning. In Jesus' name.